What are you talking about?
I'm just going to comment on the meeting.
All right, you got to pull it off the consent calendar.
Our special guest this evening will be Troop 342. The scoutmaster is Mr. Bob Revelle, and he's assisted by Rich Priswar. After we do the moment of silence, Troop 342 will come forward and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand for the moment of silence. Thank you very much. Please remain standing and join Troop 342 for the Pledge of Allegiance.
States of America,
and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You all may be seated. Let's give Troop 342 a round of applause. They will remain with us for about the first half hour of our meeting, so I would ask that we be on our best behavior for at least a half an hour.
I'd like to request an exemption.
Denied.
With two exemptions. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Fuller, Mr. Franco.
Here.
Ms. Diller.
Here.
Mr. Hollins.
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Powers.
Here.
Mr. Retta. Mr. Sheldon.
Here.
Mr. Smiley.
Here.
Mr. Street.
Here.
Mr. Tockett.
Here.
Mr. Weiner.
Here.
Present for 10, the roll call reveals 3 absent, 10 present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. President Bullock is out of town traveling, and Councilman Hollins. Also absent this evening is Councilman Bell, who has a reason to be out today, and Councilman Retta is also ill. Madam Clerk, let's move on to the approval of minutes from the meeting of Tuesday, December 8th, 2015.
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The minutes are approved. We'll move on to announcements. Are there any announcements from members of council? Councilman Smalley.
At the appropriate time, I'll be making a motion to table R16-015.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further announcements from members of council? Seeing none, I will announce to the public that each member of the public will be given 3 minutes to speak on any of the items printed on tonight's agenda. There's a light that will determine when your timing is nearing 30 seconds, and that light will come on. It will be a yellow light to let you know that you have 30 seconds remaining. Also, at the end of the meeting tonight, the public will be given 3 minutes each to speak on any issue regarding county business. We'll move on to reports from select and special committees. I'm sorry, I need to go to the introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 16001, amending FY 2016 approved operating budget, revised special services operating budget. We align $210,000 within the Division of Fleet Operations for materials and supplies to grants fixed charges line item. Ordinance 16002, amend the FY 2016 capital budget, appropriate $675,000 of other funding received by New Central County from a legal settlement associated with the North Delaware Interceptor Capital Project. Ordinance 16003, amend the FY 2016 capital budget, appropriate $13,000 from the New Castle County Technology Fee Account within the Office of the Recorder of Deeds, work with the Department of Public Safety Crime Training Platform Capital Project. Ordinance 16004, amend the FY 2016 capital budget, appropriate $23,000 from the Recorder of Deeds Technology Fee Account towards the Department of Public Safety, Division of Emergency Medical Services, Test Point Capital Project. Ordinance 16005, provide for the installation of Arlington streetlights in the High Point at St. George's Subdivision, located in Red Lion 100, and for a light tax base on the cost of streetlights. Ordinance 16006, provide for the upgrade of the current streetlights on concrete poles to Granville streetlights on the current standard poles in the Woodbrook Subdivision, located in Brandy 100, for a light tax base on the cost of the upgraded streetlights. Ordinance 16007, provide for the installation of traditionary streetlights in the Zimney Subdivision, located in Pencader 100, and for a light tax base on the cost of streetlights.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Now we will move on to the report from select and special committees. Special Services, Councilman Sheldon.
Yes, we had a meeting about the Route 9 library, the bidding procedures, and we're told that we will be kept up to date for the rest of the job since it's just started breaking ground.
Thank you, Councilman. Land use, Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. Tuesday, January 5th, the Land Use Committee met upstairs in the conference room. We heard two resolutions by Councilman Smiley and I, and we also heard an ordinance from Councilman Weiner, all on the docket for tonight, and the Acting Land Use General Manager, George Haggerty, had given us an update just on the process and land use and the ordinances that we've been reviewing, and encouraged a participation in council in some of the upcoming workshops, and offered more outreach as they move forward with the focus groups.
Thank you, Councilman. Finance?
Yes, Mr. Council President, the Finance Committee met today at 1:30. After the approval of minutes, we reviewed a resolution to refund a duplicate tax payment for the address of 6525 Lancaster Pike that was in the amount of $50,408.37, and that's a requirement where we any refund in excess of $20,000, council must sign off, and that'll be on the agenda for tonight's vote. We had no ordinances. We approved many council grant requests for various council members. We had a presentation by finance on the Garson portfolio and funds. It was a robust discussion. We learned a lot about that situation. We closed out. Nothing under expense of revenue roundtable or other, and we adjourn the meeting.
Thank you, Councilman Cartier. Public Safety, Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President, Pro Tem. Public Safety Committee meeting. Public Safety Committee met today at 3 o'clock. Four ordinances and a resolution. Three of those items are on tonight's agenda. We also had a discussion about the pay rate for off-duty police officers. We had a presentation about the transfer program, which is scheduled to be implemented, hopefully in February.
Thank you, Councilman Street. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, the Executive Committee met. There was robust discussion with regard to the County Executive moving $3 million into the Garston Fund. There was also discussion about the County Executive unilaterally moving money to the Delaware Board of Trade from the Garston Trust. To that end, Councilwoman Diller made a motion to hire outside counsel to render an expert independent opinion on the legality of such actions unilaterally done by the County Executive, and or to suggest remedial state or county legislation if necessary. That motion was approved by the County Council at the meeting this afternoon. We'll move on to the consent calendar. If any item on the consent calendar is objected to by a member of council or a member of the public, wishes to obtain additional information about the candidate or proposed legislation, or if a council member intends to offer an amendment to a resolution, such additional information or state a conflict, it shall be removed from the consent calendar and voted upon separately. In other words, if there's any concern about anything that is printed on the consent calendar, it will be removed and voted on separately. That is, if any issue from council members or the public on any item that's printed on the consent calendar. Councilwoman Diller?
Yes, Councilman Hollins, just wanted to do a quick report on boards and commissions. We met at 1 this afternoon, and we will have two candidates for the pension board.
Thank you, Councilwoman. I'm sorry I overlooked boards and commission. Now we'll move on to the consent calendar. Are there any items on the consent calendar which any council member wants to be removed? Seeing none, is there anyone from the public who wishes for any item on the consent calendar to be removed? Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 16001, resolution of appreciation to Edmund Stevenson for over 40 years of service to the neighborhood of Chatham and Chatham County Park. Resolution 16002, honoring the life of Teresa V. Donna Mitchell and expressing condolences to her family and friends. Resolution 16003, honoring the life of Donna Marie Retta. Resolution 16004 through Resolution 06013, congratulating and commending Captain Douglas Merrill, Lieutenant John Williamson, Sergeant Lee Rolfe, Master Corporal Paul Chickadell, Master Corporal Margaret Elwine, Master Corporal Paul Mergenthaler, Master Corporal Joseph Rago, Master Corporal Matthew Toner, Senior Corporal Christiane Haggerty, and Senior Corporal Brent Shahan on their retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 16014, congratulating the Office of Finance for earning the Distinguished Budget Presentation Award for Newcastle County's Comprehensive Annual Budget Summary for 26 consecutive years.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Ms. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Retta. Mr. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley. Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett.
Yes.
Mr. Wyman.
Yes.
Mr. President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 10 yes, 3 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We'll move on to presentations. Are there any presentations from any member of council this evening? Councilman Cartier.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry? Councilman Smiley wants to join you. Is that what you're saying? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's good. I thought maybe I was being indicted.
Yes, this is a very auspicious night. Our county finance department, and I am co-chair of finance on county council, and it's a great honor to be here this evening where we are recognizing, once again, the Newcastle County Office of Finance for its comprehensive annual budget summary for residents, stakeholders, and all interested parties in citizenry of Newcastle County. So this is the 26th year that they've been recognized for excellence in financial professional. And it's very great to have a long-standing employee of the finance department, Mike Coop, with us here tonight now as our appointed chief financial officer. And it's a great pleasure to recognize our professionals in finance who do such a wonderful job handling the county finances and working with the constituents, giving them the professional service. So thank you, Mike, and thank you to everybody in the county finance department.
I just want to thank all council for all the hard work I know the finance staff does for this time, because I do know this 26 years ago when this originated, it was originally public accountability of Ron Morris and myself that started this, that kicked off the first comprehensive annual budget summary. So after 26 years, it's nice to receive congratulations on behalf of the finance staff.
And this award comes from the Government Finance Office Association of the United States of America and Canada. And it is the most prestigious award, or the highest form of recognition in government budgeting, the local government can receive and is attained to represent a significant accomplishment by government in its management. Thank you once again, everybody in the finance department. Mike, take care.
Thank you very much, Director Koop. Are there any other presentations from members of council? Seeing none, we'll move on to consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Resolution 16015, Councilman Smalley.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem, I would request that resolution number 16-015 be read by title only, please, before council.
Second.
Resolution 16015, appointing base bid Vaskovitz to the Newcastle County Employees Retirement System Board of Trustees.
Councilman Smalley.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem, I move to table resolution number 16-015.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Point of information.
Sure.
I should know after all this time. To table, is it a motion or just the sponsor can table?
It is a motion, I've been told.
Okay.
You haven't been there long enough, Councilman Wyatt.
Yes.
Moving on to resolution number 16016. Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. Madam Clerk, will you please read resolution 16-016 and present to council for consideration and adoption?
Second.
Say second?
Second.
Resolution 16016 to amend a maintenance declaration for the village of Fox Meadow, Newcastle 100, to correct the 100 location, clarify the meaning where the annual assessment is imposed, and reduce the annual rate of interest charged on delinquent assessments.
Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. Pro Tem. Exactly what we discussed upstairs, that this is just really a housekeeping measure that had a flaw in the documentation when it was recorded. Council has no authority in this whole process other than we are the record keeper of this document, and therefore any altercations to it have to come to us for approval. I do have one document here that I want to present to the clerk of council that I would like to have added into the record that I did not notice there was earlier just for my own self, although the body of council actually doesn't need that, but that is the official minutes from that meeting with the official vote that came out of the community from that night where they voted to make this change. So
thank you, Council.
Thank you.
Any comment or questions from members of the council? Seeing none, any comment or question from members of the public? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on resolution 16016.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kopassus?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President. Part 10, the roll call bills, 10 yes, 3 yes.
Resolution 16016 is hereby adopted. Moving on to resolution 16017, Councilman Smalley.
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem, I would request that R16-017 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second.
Resolution 16017, plan of Newtown Square, Newcastle 100 west of Bear Christiana Road, north of Newtown Square. Major land development plan proposal to construct a 14,000 square foot retail building, a 2,500 square foot bank, and a 6,200 square foot restaurant, CM zoning.
Councilman Smalley?
Yes, Mr. Pro Tem. This is project is located at the intersection of Route 7 and Newtown Road. The residents were very involved in the area. I want to congratulate Mr. Tarabikos and the owner of the property for working with them and listening to their concerns and addressing all that they had, and we had a very good presentation at land use on this.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any questions or comments from members of council? Seeing none, are there any comments or questions from members of the public? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on resolution 16017.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 10 yes, 3 absent.
Resolution number 16017 is hereby adopted. We will move on to resolution number 16018. Mr. Smiley or Mr. Cartier? Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Council President Pro Tem.
I'd like resolution 16-018 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 16018, approving the refund of a duplicate tax payment on 6525 Lancaster Pike, tax parcel number 08-02000055.
Councilman Cartier.
Thank you. This resolution is a refund a duplicate tax payment from the Lancaster Realty LLC, and it's in the amount of $50,407.38, and this comes before council's requirement of county code where any refund of taxes in excess of $20,000 must be approved by county council.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any questions or comments from members of council? Seeing none, are there any comments or questions from members of the public? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on resolution 16-018.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll reveals 10 yes, 3 absent.
Resolution 16-018 is hereby adopted. We will move on to resolution 16-019. Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President, pro tem, I move that resolution 16-019 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 16-019, amend the FY 2016 capital program to amend the capital project description for the police range project to include purchase of equipment, supplies, and materials to upgrade the current police range.
Councilman Street?
Yes, Mr. President, pro tem. This provides additional materials and equipment to the current police range, and I think the point that you may come out this afternoon that if in fact this equipment can in fact be used if the range is ultimately moved and we get a new range, this equipment can still be used.
Thank you, Councilman. Any comments or questions from members of council? Seeing none, I'll move to the public. Any comments or questions from members of the public? Seeing none again, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on resolution 16-019.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr.
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Pro Tem, the roll call bill is 10 yes, 3 absent.
Resolution number 16-019 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to ordinances that are on tonight's printed agenda. Let me get caught up with. Is it I? Ordinance number 15-113, Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President, pro tem, I move that ordinance number 15-113 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 15-113, amend the grants budget appropriate $40,275 in state aid to local law enforcement salary funds from the State of Delaware Department of Public Safety to the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety salary interim room video system grant.
Put title, Mr. President, pro tem.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Are there any questions or comments from members of council? Any questions or comments from members of the public? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 15-113.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
President Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 10 yes, 3 absent.
Ordinance number 15-113 is hereby adopted. We will move on to ordinance number 15-114, Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that ordinance number 15-114 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 15-114, amend the grants budget appropriate $37,256.07 in emergency illegal drug enforcement EIDE funds from the State of Delaware Department of Public Safety to the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety's EIDE FY 2016 Drug Control Unit Overtime Grant.
Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. President, pro tem. The only thing I'm going to say is with with this ordinance and the one before and two others that we discussed in committee meeting today, our grant writers continue to do outstanding work, and we continue to be the beneficiaries of that work. This speaks for itself. I didn't hear any concerns this afternoon per title.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any additional comments or questions from members of council? Seeing none, we'll move on to the public. Are there any comments or questions from members of the public? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on ordinance number 15114.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Dillard?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Patrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Sweet?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call bill is 10 yes, 3 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance number 15114 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to ordinance number 15083. Councilman Weiner.
Yes, I ask that 15-083 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Ordinance 15083, revised zoning map for any 100 West Side Chipley Road, north of Parkside Drive, and south of the Lane Swim Club. 8.419 acres from S Suburban to ST Suburban Transition, and amendment 2012 comprehensive plan consistent therewith.
Councilman Weiner.
Thank you, Mr. President Pro Tem. The parcel of 8-plus acres was the home of Martine Greenery and Farmhouse. Some of you may remember on Shipley Road, the Martines, they sold for generations plants, and they had a radio show on WILM. You could call in and ask questions about plants. They've passed away, and their siblings have worked with a number of proposals. The current one before us has met support from our community, and it is for a retirement home, a rezoning from S to ST for a company out of Florida to build its first home in Delaware to construct a 100,000 square foot, 120 bed assisted living facility. Dialogue started off with community meetings from which the attorney for the applicant, Sean Tucker, identified a working group of civic association presidents and delegates who have worked with the project and with our county land use department to find a final product that is architecturally beautiful, uses quality construction materials, has wonderful walking paths, preserves much of the open space, and fits the context of community character. The Land Use Department has done, as they have done, a first-rate job in making sure that the developer, the owner, did a first-rate job in terms of the layout of the building, working with the community on berm buffers and setbacks. This plan met with total support from the community, from the County Land Use Department, from the Planning Board, and I would say the only initial opposition at the first meeting were from the competitors that were worried about this is my observation, that they might be very successful and take some of their business. But regretfully or truthfully, my constituents are getting older, and a lot of us older kids are either putting our parents or getting ready to move from our four-bedroom empty nester home into a retirement home. What I love about this is when I was a kid, I used to ride my bike on a walking path, excuse me, on a dirt path from McDaniel Crest, Oakland Manor, down Alders Lane that went right into the mud, into the Martine Farm, and then over to the Lane Pool. Well, that's going to be all a pathway now. The Lane Pool has 300 families, and they're very supportive of this because when they have their swim meets, home meets four times a year, there isn't sufficient parking, and many of you know if you drive by Shipley Road, the street is inundated with traffic. So there's going to be a shared parking agreement and a pathway over the wetlands, over to the retirement home, and then a macadamized path where there's a dirt path into Fairfax, Buckland Manor, McDaniel Crest, so that the children of the future and families will be able to walk or bike, not only to visit their loved ones in the retirement home, but to go to the swimming club and to walk along Shipley Road, which does have a dedicated walking bike lane along the road. It's consistent with the comprehensive plan. I want to adopt by reference the very replete record made by Sean Tucker at the time of our planning board, at the time of our land use committee meeting, and I know I've gone on, I'm trying to dissuade counsel for the applicant not to have to make a presentation. Sometimes you just don't want to grab defeat from the jaws of victory.
I hope you succeeded.
Thanks.
Me too.
Should have got another sponsor.
Are there any other comments or questions from members of council? Seeing none, did you want to comment again, Councilman Weiner?
No.
Thank you. I'll move on to the public. Are there any comments or questions from the public on this particular issue? Thank you, the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll. This is a poll. This is a rezoning. So this is a poll vote. Please call the poll on ordinance number 15083.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier.
I am voting yes, based on a positive recommendation of the Newcastle County Department of Land Use and Newcastle County Planning Board, and also because of all the excellent work done with the local community and the real need for such facilities in Burning 100.
Ms. Diller?
I am voting yes based on the recommendation of land use.
Mr. Hollins?
I'm voting yes to support the recommendations from the land use department.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
I'm voting yes in support of the positive recommendation from the Department of Land Use.
Mr. Powers?
I am voting yes on the positive recommendation from land use and the work they did with the community.
Mr. Retta, Mr. Shelton?
I am voting yes based upon the positive recommendation from land use department and the planning board.
Mr. Smiley?
I'm voting yes in support of the positive recommendation from the land use.
Mr. Priest?
I'm voting yes, consistent with the recommendation of the department.
Mr. Tackett?
I'm voting yes in joining the planning board and the department in the positive recommendation.
Mr. Weiner?
I'm voting in the affirmative based upon the positive recommendation from the Land Use Department, the Planning Board, and the support from my constituents, the Citizen Working Group, and CCOBH, and all of our community that belongs to the Swim Club, Lane Swim Club as well.
Mr. President, pro tem, the roll call reveals 10 yes, 3 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance number 15083 is hereby adopted. We'll move on to item J. Time-sensitive congratulatory and honorary resolutions. I believe there are two items, J items, on tonight's agenda. Resolution number 16020, Councilman Weiner.
Yes, I ask that resolution 16-020 be read by title and placed before councilors for consideration and adoption.
Resolution 16020, honoring the life and legacy of Dr. Jean Claude Ross-Chevrier.
Councilman Weiner.
Yes, J.C., as we called him, was the president of our Surrey Park Civic Association. He was he was a postdoctorate in physics. He taught French literature, poetry, had a great corporate career. He was a family man and a great community leader, and he's missed by all our friends and neighbors.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any further comments or questions from members of council? Seeing none, any comment from members of the public? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on resolution number 16020.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Mr. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Mr. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Retta, Mr. Shelton.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett.
Yes.
Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call is 10 yes, 3 absent.
Resolution number 16020 is hereby adopted. We will move on to resolution number 16021. Councilman Powers.
Yes, I move that resolution 2016-021 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and
second.
Resolution 16021, honoring the life of Elizabeth Ann Pulaski and expressing condolences to her family and friends of her past.
Councilman Powers?
Yes, Mrs. Pulaski, son Pulaski Farms, which is on Walker Hill Road. A lot of people have bought vegetables. They've had a lot of vegetables for years in local and grocery stores throughout the county. Passed away.
Thank you, Councilman Powers. Any further comment from members of the council? Seeing none, is there any comment from members of the public? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on resolution number 16021.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Bullock, Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Mr. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta? Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Judge Pro Tem, the roll call reveals 10 yes, 3 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution number 16021 is hereby adopted. I believe that concludes our printed agenda for tonight. Is there anyone here from the public who would like to address council on any of Newcastle County's business?
3, 2, 1. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you very much.
This
All right, see you later.
I don't
know.
Where's Holly? Bring her over here. She's
on the
part of this. I'm going to get ganged up on. No, I'm not
going to do it. I called the point of order and requested that they be separate votes.
You did not say that.
I did.
I don't have
but at any time, any county, they want to be, yeah, you know, to produce it, but they want separate.